Nolte, left-wing pointer belatedly rips CNN over its Cuomo problem. By John Nolte on March 3, 2021. Chris Cuomo should never have been allowed to interview his brother, writes the far-left pointer. With Governor Cuomo now embroiled in controversy, CNN's credibility is taking a hit. Gee, you think? Well, where the hell were you at the time? Where were you when Chris Cuomo was using his GNLAL primetime hour to lionize his brother for a presidential run, to cover up the governor's lethal nursing home policies, and then to cover up his brother's lies about his deadly nursing home policy by blaming it on Trump? And where the hell were you when Chris Cuomo was infected with the China virus and supposed to be in quarantine, but was caught running around the Hamptons with no mask on? Where the hell were you when Cuomo was caught staging his fake emergence from quarantine? Pointer wants to pose as a keeper of ethics in journalism. But only now can this fake watchdog say that something was wrong with those GNLAL Cuomo segments, even though it was obviously very wrong at the time, emphasis added. The network allowed Governor Cuomo to appear on Chris's show. The segments with Chris and Andrew became wildly popular. They acted like brothers. They teased each other, jabbed each other, yucked it up. They talked about mom and growing up. In between their little comedy act, they did discuss the coronavirus. Audiences couldn't get enough. Most embraced the respite from the constant grim news about COVID-19 and enjoyed the segments enough that far too many, including some media observers such as myself, overlooked the shady journalism ethics that were on display. But with Governor Cuomo in good standing, it all seemed fairly harmless. But now Governor Cuomo is caught up in a blender of scandals. His administration is under federal investigation for its handling of COVID-19 in nursing homes. And three women, including two former aides, have come forward with accusations of sexual harassment and misconduct. There are calls for his resignation. What good are you if, when it matters, you know, at the time it's actually happening, you're overlooking shady journalism ethics? Are you so blind to right and wrong, you fail to see it? Or are you such a sniveling coward that you didn't have the moral courage to speak the truth at the time? It would have required some actual courage when the rest of the establishment media were declaring themselves Cuomosexuals and gushing over these GNLAL segments. Even now, Pointer lies by giving those who don't know better the impression that Chris Cuomo's interviews with his governor brother were only fluff and lightheartedness. It was all a form of harmless entertainment. A way to escape the terrible pandemic by way of a nightly display of brotherly love and camaraderie. What a load of garbage. Those Cuomo GNLAL segments were naked propaganda. Chris regularly lauded his brother's handling of the coronavirus, his leadership, and his overall awesomeness. He did so as a means to cover up Andrew's deadly nursing home directive, which those of us in new media were covering accurately and in depth at the time. Chris was also priming Andrew for a presidential run. He was using his pop culture perch to turn his brother into some kind of American folk hero. Even as, and this cannot be repeated enough, everyone knew Andrew was lying about his disastrous nursing home directive, one that appears to be responsible for the deaths of thousands of seniors. GNLAL's Cuomo Brothers Hour was never about giving the American people a little escapism. It was about pure propaganda for all the reasons above and to make President Trump, who we're now discovering did a pretty amazing job handling the virus, look bad. You know, I'm pretty sure that if a fake cable news outlet had brought Trump on for a nightly segment of jocularity filled with no penetrating questions, the former president would have been plenty charming and reassuring all by himself. But our fake and corrupt news media never gave him the chance. Instead, the media just heckled Trump and repeatedly lied to us, and did so while ignoring Andrew Cuomo's sociopathic nursing home policies. And all along, America's utterly useless and corrupt media watchdogs, like Pointer, told us everything was okay. The corporate media are all liars and cowards, cowards and liars. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.